time for a little Friday frivolity with Travis.
That's right. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
This past weekend, the Academy handed out their big awards, including Best Picture. And I went back on several of the critic rating systems and compared what won Best Picture versus what was the highest rated on Letterboxd, IMDb, and Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
So there are only 2 years in which all four outlets match the number one picture, the best picture. That is 2019, when Parasite swept Letterboxd, IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, and of course the Oscar, the Academy. And then in 2006, The Departed did the same. There's only 3 years in which three out of four match. And the Oscars and the Rotten Tomatoes outlet seem to match the most. So what I've done is I've put together a little trivia game. I'm going to give you the Oscar winner for the year, and then I'll give you some answer choices, and you have to tell me what was the highest rated Rotten Tomatoes score of that year. Does that make sense?
Sure.
All right, let's start with Matt, because I feel like this one's built for McLaren. And let's go with the year of 2018. The Oscar winner was Green Book, only scoring a 77%. What was the film of the year on Rotten Tomatoes? Was it A, Black Panther? Was it B, Bohemian Rhapsody? Was it C, A Star is Born? Or D, Vice?
Interesting. That's a tough one. Personally, I would have said A Star is Born. But I will go with Black Panther.
That is correct. Matt McLaren getting on the board very early here. And as I said, I like to build these every now and then for Matt to get a big dub here. So let's go to Donovan Lewis, and let's go to the year of 2015,
yeah.
Shall we? Spotlight won the Oscar that
Spotlight.
Year.
Spotlight. Great There's film. A song about it.
Great film.
And it had a 97% tomato meter reading. There was one film, though, that ended up beating it out with a percentage point higher. Was it The Revenant? Was it Mad Max Fury Road? Was it The Martian or Room?
Let's go with The Revenant.
That is incorrect. Matt, would you like to steal for the trouncing?
I will go for Martian.
The Martian is incorrect. So Mad Max Fury Road ended up
seriously?
Just ahead of Spotlight by percentage points.
That's a joke.
Okay.
Just saying. Spotlight is a way better movie than Mad Max Fury Road. So was Room. Room was phenomenal.
Room was very good.
Best actress for that.
The Revenant's great. This is a good
Revenant's fantastic. That Leo won Best Actor.
And The Revenant, actually the lowest rated of those five films at 78%.
Double thumbs down on
double.
These
you know what?
People.
Triple thumbs down.
Yeah.
You guys hate Roddy T so much.
I haven't seen any of those movies, so.
You didn't see The Revenant?
Nope.
Man, there's a shot in there like the it's like one cut.
What?
Like one take. Just for like 20 minutes. It's incredible.
Yeah, okay. The Revenant's awesome. Matt.
Yes.
Let's go to the year 2012. Argo came away with the Oscar that
you
year.
You loved Argo. I do love Argo.
Was the highest rated film Django Unchained, Skyfall, Argo, or Lincoln?
I'll go Lincoln.
That is incorrect. Donovan, would you like to steal to cut the lead or to tie this thing up 1-1?
You know what answer I'm going to give.
I do.
Django!
That is incorrect. Argo, indeed, was the highest rated film that year on Roddy T's and came away with the Oscar.
Man, that's maybe some of the most tense moments in a movie I've ever had was Argo.
Yeah, it's very, very
Love
good.
It.
It's very,
yes.
very good.
Donovan.
Huh?
In 2005, Crash won Best Picture, scoring 74% on the tomato meter.
Yeah, that movie was...
What was number one that year? Was it Batman Begins, Brokeback Mountain, King Kong, or Sin City?
I will say Sin City.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Maddie, for the steal.
What was the first one again?
Batman Begins.
I'll go with that.
Incorrect. Brokeback Mountain at 87% comes away with the Roddy
Good
T's
for all
championship.
Of us. I would have thought that the There'd be more thumbs down on that.
In 2005, yeah, because of the gay stuff.
I never saw Brokeback Mountain.
I've never seen it either, yeah.
Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal are incredible in it.
Did any of those guys win Best Actor?
No.
Were they nominated?
Yes.
Okay.
Maddie, 2014 Birdman won the Oscar, scoring 91% on Roddy T's. What was the highest scoring film? Was it Whiplash? Was it Boyhood? Boyhood, if I could say that correctly. Gone Girl or The Grand Budapest Hotel?
On Roddy T's, huh?
Roddy T's.
Interesting.
That wasn't one of the titles.
No.
No, I'll go... Man, I'm trying to think of like what movie people would have loved the most out of those four. This isn't it, but I thought Whiplash was really good, so I'll go with Whiplash.
Whiplash was really good, and it scored a 94%, but it was not the highest rated film of the year.
So wrong, Matt. You're so wrong.
Bitch.
Donovan?
What are the other three?
Boyhood, Gone Girl, and Grand Budapest Hotel.
If it's Boyhood, then I'm never looking at Roddy T's again.
Okay, well, then I'll say Boyhood.
And to tie the score, Donovan Lewis.
Thanks for the assist. I appreciate it.
At 97%, Boyhood was your Roddy T's champion.
Now, are you saying Boys in the Hood or Boyhood?
No, yeah, two totally different movies.
They shot that movie over 12 years.
It's very cool how they put it together, but I tend to agree that it was
incredibly boring.
It is an okay film. Might be.
Incredible, that's 97%.
It might be. It might be a little bit better. In 2003, Donovan, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King was the Oscar winner and scored a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Was The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King the Roddy T's champion, or was it Finding Nemo, Lost in Translation, or Mystic River?
Mystic River.
Give me Lost in Translation.
That is tough. That is very tough. That is incorrect.
See, I barely got through school.
I will go with Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. I think technically that is going to be correct. At 99%, Roddy T score, Finding Nemo,
Everybody loves fish movies with animation.
That is true. That is very true.
What's another one?
Finding Nemo 2.
Yeah. There's the Will Smith one. I can't remember what it's called.
Shark Tales.
Yeah. This is a good one.
You kind of got me on that. Finding Nemo 2.
It's Finding Dory, sir.
Right, it's the same.
Yeah, Finding Dory.
Finding Nemo 2. Finding Nemo.
They found Nemo. Jay is so mad at you right now.
They found Nemo, so now they had to find Dory, the dumb fish.
Let's see here. Whoa. That was Matt getting that correct on a steal. So Matt. In the year 2001, Beautiful Mind won the Oscar. Was Shrek the high-scoring film? Was Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring the high-scoring film? Moulin Rouge or Training Day?
Moulin Rouge. I loved Moulin Rouge, but I'm going to go with Shrek.
Oh, man, that was a good choice, but incorrect.
Oh, no.
Donovan, for the steal and the tie.
Moulin Rouge.
No.
Incorrect.
Lord of the Ring.
It's Fellowship Probably of the so. Ring. Yeah. It is Fellowship of the Ring.
I figured it was. Moulin Rouge is great. It's so ahead of its time, I felt like.
Donovan, in 2013, 12 Years a Slave won the Oscar.
Okay.
Did Gravity outscore it? Did Her outscore it? Did Captain Phillips outscore it? Or did American Hustle outscore it?
I can't remember.
Are you the captain?
Yeah, Gravity, Her, Captain Phillips, American Hustle.
Gravity was cool.
Give me the Hustle of America.
The Hustle of America is incorrect, actually.
Don't get my hopes up like that.
Sorry about that. Matt?
I will go with Gravity.
Gravity is your winner, and that'll be a 3-1 score. Let's lightning round a couple, shall we? Let's go with the year 2017. Matt, The Shape of Water won the Oscar.
Who knows how?
What outscored it on Roddy T's? Was it Get Out?
Everything.
Lady Bird, Dunkirk, or Coco?
Okay, look. How in the world Dunkirk didn't win over Shape of Water is ridiculous, but I'm going to go with Get Out.
That is incorrect. Very close, but incorrect.
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk is also incorrect, tying The Shape of Water.
Oh, it's Coco, isn't it?
It's Lady Bird.
Lady
Bird. Coco, really? This is a huge year because you had Lady Bird at 99%, Get Out at 98%, Coco at 97%, Dunkirk and Shape of Water at 92%.
I'm in love with the Coco. I got it for the low.
Ooh, I like it.
Did you want to go to a show?
If you know the song, you are applauding me right now. Or anyone might, who knows the song
did you look at me and
has
no,
the lighter up right now, and they're doing laps around their desk. They're so happy with what I just did.
If you jump on a train, are you a hobo?
Okay.
What? I can do this all day.
You just diffused all the good that I just put out there.
Just ruined it all.
You ruined it. You are a ruiner.
Well, Donovan, take your revenge with a
Sprinter Flojo
$1 million question.
You're doing right.
For all the points in the world, in 2011, the artist won the Oscar.
Formerly known as Prince.
No, just the artist. Just the artist.
Okay.
What outscored it on Roddy T's? Was it Drive? Was it Moneyball? Was it Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2? Or was it The Tree of Life?
I will take Harry Potter for the win.
And for the win, Donovan Lewis, your Wizard of the Year.
That is a 3 from the logo. March Madness. What an upset.
Amazing.
Like, Matt is the one seed in this game with all the movies he's watched.
I won
the whole thing.
Congratulations, Donovan Lingus.
Call me Prairie View A&M. Boom, in your face.
Donovan Lingus.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
It's 10-12. Okay. You know what?
And I win again.